When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.
Hey, good morning, you all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our first spring edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, well, let's see. Everybody's here, but not exactly in their places yet this morning. I'm not quite sure. Mercury in retrograde was over last weekend, so we should be good there. But always to be counted on. Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge is here and where he's supposed to be. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to my voice right now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. That part is true. However,
oh, yes?
I think Mercury retrograde, I had a personal extension that ran through yesterday.
You did?
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
We had technical issues on several live shows that have never occurred before, and they just sort of came up, and it was just... You just kind of go with the flow and do the best you can.
Well, there's a lot of energetic stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
Mercury went retrograde last Sunday. I mean, went direct. But it takes a few days before and after to settle. But then we went right into the spring equinox.
That's true.
Energy, which was real viable these last few days. Because I think that when it was that Thursday... Or Wednesday, I don't know. Anyway, it was sometime.
Last week.
Yeah. And then, of course, we're heading into full moon energy, and we're into Easter energy and all of that. So there's a lot of stuff.
Well, whatever it was, it was darn interesting, because we had things pop up that have never popped up before.
So you were tap dancing like crazy.
Absolutely.
And were you able to pull it all off?
Of course.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun. It's like that, you know, 40 minutes of sheer boredom and... 30 seconds of pure terror.
Oh, man. But boy, that gets the adrenaline flowing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a real sense of accomplishment, too, when you can pull it off. Considering everything that happened on this side of the microphone, that the sound, as far as what was going out to listeners, was unaffected. That's very gratifying.
Well, yeah, because, you know, there's something to be said about the show must go on.
You got it.
That phrase was not coined for unimportant reason. That is the philosophy. And, yeah, and it's something like, oh, yeah, and especially live radio.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Because some people deal with it differently. It helps to keep a cool head and to think rationally quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could determine what the problem is and either a workaround or a fix. And you do that.
Yeah.
But we got through it. But I think it's over. Everything seemed normal this morning.
Excellent.
And on my way in, wow, what a
gorgeous sunrise.
Well,
don't you work on Saturday, too?
Sunrise. Yes, I do.
And yesterday went well? Because you said it was
No, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday. Yeah. Okay. But okay. Yeah, I was getting to that subject next, except that. We haven't set the whole table.
We should do that.
Because for some reason, the table isn't set.
Where is everybody?
Well, we do know that Animal World Production Engineers, Kathy is here. We do. Kind of, we need to corral them. Maybe we need a herding dog. Kathy is here, and Ajie is here.
Good morning.
Oh, there's Kathy. Hey, Kathy.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Oh, okay. Well, so maybe it's not over yet.
Mike needs to come help us.
All right. Mike is running to the rescue here. We know her microphone is working, but I guess there's no point in me talking to her because she can't hear me. And we'll see if all of a sudden the light bulb goes on and Mike is coming. I think he's coming back. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we're doing good. Yeah, right. We're back.
That's the commercial. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Yeah, we all know that one, don't we? Well, anyway, then, and Ajie is waving from the background. Now she's putting on the headset and she's going to say hello. But you know, as usual, hello, good morning, Aj.
Good morning, Martha, and good morning, Mike.
And we're glad to have everybody back in place. But usually one of you is in there on the phones, and the other one comes in here and joins me in the studio. Is there a reason why you guys are
We had a snafu, but it's all straightened out now.
Oh, okay.
A simpler one than Mike straightened out, but a snafu nevertheless.
All right, so it looks like you're taking over the intimate studio, and
Kathy's
Kathy is
coming
into the real studio. All right, so then we can get to the next subject at hand, which, of course, was you said the sunrise this morning was gorgeous, did
you? Spectacular. In the course of 15 minutes, the sky in the east went from various shades of pink to gold. It was quite outstanding. And of course, coming across the I-90 bridge, Mount Rainier was silhouetted, and you could even see Baker to the north.
Yeah, that was the closest I got to viewing sunrises was when I was, you know, taking care of my dad, living in the city, and would come across I-90 to come to the studio here on Sunday mornings. And not quite as early as you come in, but I would get to see some of the sunrise. Even if I was up that early, I am surrounded by trees, so I would not see trees and mountains. I would not see the sunrise, but I'm not up that early anyway. So
it was worthy of a picture.
Well, I'll tell you, it was nippy out of my. It was 29 out in my neighborhood, and frost everywhere this morning. And did you like have a goofy week of weather this week?
We had just about a little bit of everything.
Did we have not everything? I'd had sunshine, which was that's always nice, but rain. I had hail a number of times, and I had snow several times.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. It was Thursday evening, and I had been out during the day Thursday, and I had come home. And, of course, you know, I have Robbie Golden Retriever, so, you know, I'm out in him all the time. So I'm pretty aware of what's going on. And I think I flipped on the TV at some time in the evening, and there was an alert about they were interviewing somebody in Monroe talking about the huge snowstorm. And I'm saying, oh, he's snowstorm, convergence zone? Nah, it didn't happen here, you know? And I'm thinking, and then I turned around and went to the window. It was totally white. I had missed that part of the snowstorm, and there was at least a couple of inches all over the place. And by that evening, the snow started again. It snowed during the night. And by Friday morning, I had like 4 inches of snow. And Robbie was a little happy camper. I mean, he was doing Golden Retriever puppy zooms in the snow. Oh, boy, it snowed. Zooms all over the place.
So was this his first snow?
Well, no. We had snow on the ground for a couple of weeks when he was younger, but it wasn't a big deal. But no, he didn't get to have a really huge snowstorm, but he did have a little bit. But this was his best first snow.
Oh, good.
Because he's old enough to really appreciate it and then to zoom like crazy. And there's nothing more fun than watching dogs zoom in the snow. And he sometimes zooms just because it's cold and frosty, but he really did a zoom for the snow. But then, of course, you know, the sun came out and it was melting. Now, I still notice still today, because let's see, that was Thursday night and it's Sunday morning today, right? You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sunday morning today. There's still snow on the north side of my roof, and there's still snow in some of the shaded areas, and there's snow piled up along the road here and there, you know, between my place and the city proper, where because apparently it was bad enough on the roads that they plowed. They must have plowed Friday morning, because you know the piles of snow on the side where it accumulates from the plow, were there. So, yeah.
You did get snow then.
Welcome to spring, everybody.
Yeah.
However, if the weather report is true that I heard and saw last night, it looks like we actually could be in for some really nice spring weather later in the week. Have you heard that as well, Mr. Weatherman over there?
Tomorrow should be nice. Oh, we might actually get into the 60s.
Woohoo.
Wow. Yeah.
Yay. That's cool.
So that's encouraging.
Yeah. All righty then.
Of course, no complaints, right? I mean, really? I mean, we've had such a soft
winter. Well, and I didn't have time to check it out, but I saw a headline a couple of times this week. Just recently, the last couple of days, that Punxsutawney Phil, you know, the ground horse, said Punxsutawney mm-hmm. Phil gets the death sentence. I said, well, what's all that about? I think they're ticked off at him because he said it was going to be in early spring, and it hasn't been, you know, because, of course, they've had worse weather than we on the East Coast. Well, they got our winter. I think everybody else got our winter.
Yeah.
We just kind of slid.
They had a massive snowstorm in Denver Friday, and now it's moving towards the Midwest. In fact, I was watching a soccer game in Denver where the snow was snowing so hard that they didn't call the game, but they'd stop it every once in a while so they could clear the sidelines. But players were ankle deep in snow. I mean, it was crazy.
Mackerel.
You could not see the ball, even though it was colored, you know, kind of a green and purple or something. But the ball, they'd kick it up in the air, and it was snowing so hard, you had no idea where it was.
Wow.
It was
and
remarkable.
They really didn't call the game.
No,
huh?
I was surprised.
Huh. Well, maybe those soccer guys are tougher than the football guys.
But the visiting team was from Costa Rica.
Oh,
and
they don't have
a lot of snow down there.
So did the home team win
as a result? The home team won.
Yeah, well, then the Costa Rica may be calling foul on that
one. I think they're working on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, what can I say? I saw the headlines, and the headline was Punxsutawney Phil gets the death sentence. So I think the powers that be are not happy with that little predicting groundhog. And so he may lose his job. He may have already lost his job. Well, I think it was tongue in cheek. At least I hope it was. Let's not hang the ground too hard on the guy. Yeah, yeah. I mean, after all,
weather's tough.
Yeah, yeah. We're sort of having an early spring, sort of. Well,
maybe he was
off.
Just talking to us. I mean, we haven't had it. We didn't really have a winter.
We didn't really have a winter. And now, as soon as you know, like the first day of spring, then winter came for like 24 hours. And but you know, well, gives us something to blabber on about for a while on Sunday mornings. That's a good thing.
And I was just thinking, gosh, I feel so cheated. We did not get snow this year.
Well, honey, you weren't in my neighborhood.
We had snow in December. Yeah. Around the middle of December.
We did?
Yeah, we had a day of snow.
Oh, I never got it.
Well, and that day of snow down here in your neighborhood was 2 weeks of snow on the ground up in my neighborhood. I had snow on the ground for 2 weeks, and
wow,
that's kind of good, you know, because then there was no grass for Robbie to be pulling and getting into trouble with. So I remember that. But and then we had four inches of snow Thursday night. So I did get snow, but it wasn't the 3 feet of snow that mm-hmm. I got last year.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the neighbor had to come and plow my driveway, or I would not have been able to get out. That was amazing. So I think we gotta buy this winter because, you know, 3 feet last winter, that was enough. Who knows what's going to happen next year? We shall see. And, of course, it may not be over yet. All righty then. So it is March 24th. Can you believe it already?
Already.
And it is spring, according to the calendar, whether you believe it or not. And we have a bunch of stuff to do today. It's kind of like a bonus Sunday because normally there's 4 Sundays in a month. This is one of those months where there's 5 Sundays. And so it's kind of like an extra Sunday. So what we are going to do today is a lot of stuff to cover here in this first hour. We, of course, are going to try out our new recall music. It's needed. Because that seems to be a regular part of the show now, whereas in years past it was an infrequent occurrence that we'd have to do a pet food recall of some kind. Now it seems that there's a handful of them every week, and there's more this week. So we'll try out our new music. I have a new TV alert for you all, and that's if I can find That's, if I can find the little piece of paper that I wrote it on last night when I saw the promo. So, but I probably can remember what I wrote down. And so new TV alert, and then we've got some follow-up. We've got some news and some interesting animals in the news articles, courtesy of Kathy, that she sent me. And then in the second hour today, we are going to talk to Jude and Paul Ponton. And if you don't recognize their names, they are the Accutonics people, Accutonics for Dogs and Cats. That's the book that they have written. And, of course, they do Accutonics on humans as well as dogs and cats. But they are doing a big, their first class for us on April 6th, Saturday, April 6th. So we're going to talk about Accutonics for Dogs and Cats in the second hour. We're going to talk about the class that's coming up on April 6th and how you can sign up. Because I'm already signed up. I'm going, and a couple of other, I know of Animal World listeners. Actually, the Animal World people coming from my neighborhood. So we're going to rendezvous and actually carpool in. We're going to be green on 6th and carpool in to the Accutonics seminar and class. And that's the second hour. Then what we do after that and in between and all of that is kind of depends on you guys. We will run our Easter tip at 11 o'clock today because Easter is next Sunday. A little early this year. I think it's usually in April, but maybe that's the five Sunday month of March, but it's in March this year. It's next Sunday, March 31st. And so we'll do my Easter tip at about 11 and then about 10:50 current events as usual. And got some good current event stuff to tell you about. And it's also kind of a behavior training and healing Sunday because it seems anymore that I've had so much stuff to book. I haven't been able to book a lot of time for you just to call in and talk to me as an animal behavior therapist. Oh, Ashi's cheering in the other room. She must be having problems with her cat or something. She needs some help. Anyway, it is a sort of behavior training and healing Sunday, which means that other than when we're in the middle of the interview with Jude and Paul and talking about Accutonics, the rest of the show we can be flexible and slide. So I'm just letting you know that if you've got a behavior training or healing question, as of right now, the phone lines are open and you can call anytime if you need to ask and get your question or problem or comment out in this first hour. Call anytime. Otherwise, the third hour we'll have plenty of time. And I want you to jot down phone numbers now because you'll need them also for the Missing Link giveaway. So local number to call us during the show is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one on that one, 888-298-5569. And of course, you can send an email while we're on the air anytime to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you've got questions and comments and for some reason don't want to call in, you can send an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you're too shy to go on the air, you can call in and talk to Aji or Kathy, and they can always ask your question for you. So there we go. All righty then. Now, I'm going to remind you that our generous sponsors, Designing Health, are once again giving away Missing Link, and that's a full bag of Missing Link for your dog, cat, or bird friends. You don't get a coupon that you have to redeem. It gets sent right to your door. And you can choose the cat formula. You can choose two dog formulas, hip and joint, or skin and coat. You can choose the bird formula. And Missing Link is designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed food. So the way you can win that today is listen during the times when we are supporting our advertisers and sponsors. When you hear me do the Missing Link commercial, I will give you the Missing Link word or words of the day, and then that's your clue to pick up the phone and call Kathy or Aji, tell them the word of the day and what kind of Missing Link you want, and we will get it on the way to you. And I should say it takes a couple of weeks, 2 to 4 weeks to get it to you because it depends on how quickly I get the information to them. But other than that, it works very well. All righty then. So I think that covers the bases on what we're going to do today. So how about we make this puppy official and get rolling? And that means that we start, as usual, with a heads up or a honoring the incredible saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for the last 20, 25 years. And at his request, we start with the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. So if you're ready, here we go. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All right, we are ready to go, and I guess I better keep my promise, you think? I think so. And that's it. When we don't have a specific schedule going on, phone calls take priority. I said the phone lines were open, and I meant what I said. So let's go right to the phone. No, we're not going to go right to the phones.
We're not quite ready yet.
Okay. Then we will go to the phone shortly. I'm going to tell you then in the meantime, I just feeling really good today because I had a wonderful time last evening. And went to the spring solstice celebration at the Ananda Temple in Bothell. If you haven't come to spring equinox, an equinox or solstice celebration with the Ananda community, it's a phenomenal experience. And it was really nice to be in the temple on a Saturday night. And there's a group of Ananda members that have just returned back yesterday or the day before from a pilgrimage to India. So they'd spent like 3 weeks in India going to all the spiritual sites of the masters, you know, where Yogananda grew up and his gurus, and to the cave where Babaji, you know, was seen, and on all of that sort of stuff. And they got to, of course, pray and meditate and chant in all those locations. And we got to hear all of their wonderful stories. And it was really, really special.
So what happens besides hearing their stories? Are there
The temple, and there was the altar is particularly lovely in terms of decoration, flowers, and the drapes and the colors, and there's some chanting, and then there's singing. And prayer, of course, and a little meditation. And then there's always some kind of program. And last evening, because the pilgrims had just returned, the program was each of them getting up and sharing their experience or, you know, their favorite part of their you know, 3 week plus pilgrimage to India. And that was really phenomenal. I mean, they had such an incredible time. And one of the best things for me, although it was really neat to hear the descriptions of the country and what they experienced and all the places they went. And it did give me reason to be okay with the fact that I didn't go when they said you can actually physically feel the quality of the air every day. And they have words to describe it, chunky or fine, and all of them had respiratory. I guess the air quality in India is really, really bad. But the spiritual quality is really, really high. So it was really phenomenal. But what was really great to experience and actually feel was the camaraderie and love that these 35 people developed, you know, living, breathing 24/7 together, traveling on this pilgrimage for all of that time. It was quite wonderful.
Was there any one message that was clear and strong that they had to share, that they were united in?
Oh, well, there was a lot of that, and most of that was spiritual, and how profoundly they could feel the presence of the saints and the masters in those locations, and that it is really, even though, you know, you can bring spirit through and feel the essence wherever you are. that there is a profound difference in what you feel and you experience when you are actually in those physical locations.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, I don't want you to think that I'm fooling around here and ignoring the phone calls, because Aji had this caller ready to go and everything typed in, and then all of a sudden the call was gone. So something happened technically. Oh, Aji said it was her. Aji happened and dumped the call by mistake, so she's had to do it all over again. Are we ready now? Oh, except that. Yeah. I apologize, caller. We need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors so we don't get behind. So let's take care of that. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. Listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. We'll do that quickly. And then Dee in Seattle, you are up next, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
You've been hearing about canine caviar for some time now. This is the dog food that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5. Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. You've been hearing that there is a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption. Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. It's time to try it. Ask for canine caviar at independent pet retailers or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 800-392-7898. BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300, or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information. In Clover is introducing a new canine skin and coat supplement called Glow. Glow is a revolutionary new soft chew clover-shaped supplement that gets into the root issues of optimal skin and coat health. Glow combines a complete blend of clinically tested DHA Gold Omega-3, biotin, and zinc, along with a bioavailable and tasty nutrition from the whole fresh eggs to allow Glow to work from the inside out to nourish and soothe our dog's skin. Get Glow for your dog's comfortable skin and shiny coat. Go to inclover.com for more information and where to buy. Interest rates are low, and you're considering refinancing. But where do you go? You want an experienced lender and a reputable company. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, investment, and reverse mortgages. You want a mortgage lender who works with 65 different investors and someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL 803075. Worried about bed bugs? Discreet Green is committed to bringing you products that are completely all-natural, non-toxic products that are safe for the environment. Offering affordable heat treatments, mattress encasements, bed bug monitors, and safe and sane bed bug sprays and foggers. Bed bugs don't stand a chance. You can also have their highly trained bed bug detection dog, Princess Leah, the bed bug Slaya, sniff them out. They want to serve you in an eco-friendly way. Call them at 206-95-GREEN or online at spraybedbugs.com for more information.
Talk radio with the difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm so delighted that you're spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We haven't gotten to the recalls and the follow-up and the news and all that sort of stuff, because essentially, other than when we're doing the interview in the next hour, Phone lines are open for behavior training or healing questions or anything you need my help with. And we are going right to the phones and welcoming Dee in Seattle. Welcome to Animal World. You're live.
Yes. Hi, Martha. I have a question about grief.
Huh.
I am very upset, and it's because of my little dog.
Oh, bless your heart. Tell me about her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's 14 years old. She's a little spaniel, a Cavalier Spaniel.
Aww.
And I'm...
What's her name?
Mugsy Girl.
Okay.
And she's been in heart failure for almost 2 years. She's doing, considering the situation very well. I've got a good vet for her. She's on 4 medications.
Uh-huh.
Are working perfectly. She has a good quality of life right now. She's not in any pain. And when she starts being in pain, then that's when I will send her to heaven. Mm-hmm. So, and I really hope to God, I believe in the Bible, that we will be reunited. You know, at least we'll know our pets are there. And that.
Oh, okay, totally. Totally.
Yeah.
You know, it's only the physical body that dies. The
yes.
soul is eternal. And absolutely, many of us talk about the Rainbow Bridge, you know, which is a wonderful poem about animals passing and waiting for their humans left behind at the Rainbow Bridge, so uh-huh. that you can be reunited when you pass over. And I totally believe that you will all and because the soul is eternal. You know, she will, you know, likely be around, you know, to check on you from time to time.
Yes.
That does not necessarily make the process of saying goodbye to her yes. in physical form and going through that any easier, because we are humans and it hurts.
Yes. She's 14 and she's been my best friend.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I'm single. I'm a senior. And I hate to cry in front of her, like, you know, she's right next to me. And when she cannot go for dog walks, but I'll take her, I'll walk two houses down to a neighbor and then back, you know, really.
Uh-huh.
And she loves that in the sun, you know. And I hate to cry in front of her because I don't want to upset her. And,
well, you know, animals... our domestic animals are here. They do service on their spiritual path as well. And domestic animals are most often supporting and serving the humans that they live with. And we are created to be emotional beings. And it's important to feel what you're feeling.
Yes.
And it's not healthy for you, Dee, to stuff and suppress
correct
those feelings. So
correct.
It is okay to cry with her and to let her know how much you love her.
Yes.
And how difficult anticipating living without her,
yes.
you know, is going to be. And you will most likely find that she's extremely loving and supporting of you.
Yes.
You also, it's important, though, on a practical level to think about, you know, how do you want the process to go? I know with my animal friends, as difficult as it is, I love them so deeply and I so appreciate the love and companionship that they have given to me through all the years that I want to be with them when they leave their bodies.
I
want to
yes.
assist them in crossing over.
Yes.
So I always have a talk with my animal friends and say, now look it, you know, I want to be with you and I want to help you in this process. So I expect you to make sure that that can happen. Because
yes.
especially, Dee, in a situation like you're in, when you are anticipating it being such a difficult situation, sometimes
yes.
they'll say, well, I'll spare them that grief, so I'll pass when she's at the grocery store, you know, or I'll do it when you're not around so that you don't have to experience that. So if it's important
yes.
that you do this together, you need to let her know that.
Okay, I'll talk to her
then
about it.
Also, I want you to know that metaphysically, Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So I don't want you to keep trying to stuff that grief down.
I want
you to feel it, open your heart, have a good cry with her, talk to her about it. But then I want you to shift your attitude. Because if you spend the last time you have with Miss Muggsy Girl grieving and worrying about how awful it's going to be when she leaves, you're going to miss the incredible bliss and joy that you could be having now.
Exactly.
And so what you want to do is love her little socks off every single day that she's still here and do wonderful things together and sit and eat your favorite treats. Walk her half a block down the mall. Get out her favorite toy. Talk to her. Get out pictures and talk about all the wonderful things you've done and all of that sorts of things. But focus on the time you've got left.
Correct.
With you know, having her and all the wonderfulness of that. Because you're going to have plenty of time to do your grieving once she's gone.
Absolutely.
Okay. And she's not going to really be gone. It's only her physical body.
Correct.
Now, in the meantime, you can start a relationship with, you know, I take the third Sunday of every month off, and Kim and Kevin do the show for me. So they were here last weekend. They'll be here the third Sunday of April again. And Kim is Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive. And she is so good. So you should start calling in on the third Sunday and talking to Kim. She can tune into Muggsy. She can tell you how Muggsy's feeling, how long she thinks she, you know, it feels like she's going to be around. And if there's anything special that Muggsy would like you to do for her or with her and that sort of thing. And then you can be calling Kim when it's getting closer to time. And Kim does a lot of, in her own private practice, she does a lot of grief counseling. Because once Muggsy passes, you can talk to Kim and Kim can relay and help you communicate with Muggsy while she's on the other side.
Okay.
And it's very helpful to know that they're okay, and it's wonderful to hear how much they appreciate what you've done for them and all of that sort of stuff. Because when they leave their body, their physical pain's over with.
Oh, yes.
And they're good. It's us humans left behind here that have all the stuff to deal with.
Yes. How can you give me a number to reach her?
Privately. Yes. Her number is 206.
Yes.
353. 5600, and that's Kim Miller Medium. Her website is kimmillermedium.com, but her phone number is 206-353-5600.
I've got that.
And she's wonderful, and she can help you through the process. I can help you. You can call me off the air. You can call me on the air. And just know that there's wonderful support, and we will help and support and guide you through this process.
Yes.
And then know that Muggsy will want you to do your grieving. It's important to feel it, move through it. I'll tell you, for me, when one of my dear animal friends passes, I am blessed to have very loving friends. And some of my friends will always send me flowers, a bouquet of some kind, after an animal's passing. And they'll send it in like a keepsake container. So it might be a special vase or a little watering can vase or a candle vase or something like that. But for all of my very special animal friends, I have the container their flowers were in. And what I do is after they've passed, and I do spend my time, you know, I open my heart and I, you know, cry my guts out. And I but then I have those flowers to focus on. I get out all my favorite pictures of them. I make kind of a little altar, and I spend time always thinking about the wonderful things and the flowers and so forth. And a couple of times when I've with my animal friends, when I've been able to help them leave their bodies, the vet has provided, or you can buy at the pet stores now, a little kit where you can take their paw print and you can make a little paw print and so forth. And then you can talk to them and so forth. But you also might want to be thinking about what are you going to do after she's gone.
Can I talk to you about that, my plans?
Sure.
Okay. My plan is to get a rescue dog.
Excellent.
I know that dog will not replace Muggsy. You know, I understand that. but another dog will help me grieve. Is it okay to talk about this in front of her?
Oh, of course, of course. But you can also talk to Muggsy now and say, look, when it's your time to go, I don't want to hold you here. I don't want you to stay here because you think you need to with me.
Yes.
I'll get through this because I got Aunt Martha now and Kim and everybody to help me.
Yes.
But when you get on the other side, I want to rescue another dog.
Yes.
And especially if you're a senior, you know, you probably don't want to raise a puppy and get an older dog that, you know, that and rescue one. But say, hey, Mug, could you help pick out a dog for me?
Yes.
And she can help you find one, because a lot of people feel guilty and think, oh, if I get another dog, I'm somehow betraying, you know, the previous dog. But that's not the case. They want us to be happy. And if you entertain it all woo-woo stuff, we've had a number of cases where the departed soul will actually merge with the soul that's in the body. Or sometimes these rescue animals, their soul has been so traumatized that they'll want to step out. And so the deceased soul will step in. And that's where I can help you with that. Kim can, Robin Alexis, Mystic Radio, live on Wednesdays here on the station. She can help you know. And it may be that Muggsy will, you know, that you are complete with the wonderful life that you've had. And Muggsy will just oversee from the other side, and she'll help find another dog friend for you.
Yes, but I understand.
Absolutely. That's a great plan.
Yes, that's my plan.
You don't want to do it, though, to avoid the grief. It's important to feed it, because grief is an energy. And if you stuff and suppress it and try to pretend that you're not feeling, you know, it stays in your body. It causes disease and illness.
I agree.
So you got to get it out. And my favorite little book primer is called Good Grief Rituals.
Oh, yes.
Good Grief Rituals by Elaine Childs Gowell.
Elaine
Childs, Childs.
Okay.
Gowell, Gowell. Good Grief Rituals.
Okay.
And it's wonderful, a little primer about grief and what to do to move it out. So, because you don't want to stuff and suppress it or pretend it's not there.
Right.
You want to feel it and move through it.
Yes.
So that it's not going to be a problem. Kathy, did you have something you want to add here?
Yes. You know, one other option, too, for you is the Humane Society Grief Support Group that they have in Bellevue.
Yes.
Was very, very helpful for me and my husband when we had to work through losing our little squeaky girl.
Yep.
So they... As a matter of fact, when we went, we were the only ones there. So I felt that it's very important to be able to talk and share. That, to me, was a very, very powerful way of dealing with it.
Okay.
And they were so good about listening and sharing but... You ought to check that one out, too, when the time comes.
And I have it. Do you do Computer D?
I don't, but I've got a neighbor that could help
me. Okay, because you can go to my website, MarthaNorwalk.com.
Okay.
Click on Current Events and scroll down.
Okay.
Because the Humane Society Pet Loss Support Group information is on my Current Events list.
Alrighty.
They meet on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Bellevue Shelter. Okay. Now, Seattle Animal Shelter also has a pet support group, and they meet on Thursday evenings from 6 to 7:30 at the shelter.
Is that the one on 15th?
Yes.
At the bottom of Magnolia Bridge.
Right.
Wonderful.
So both Seattle Animal Shelter and the Humane Society have grief support groups.
Okay.
And that can be very helpful to talk with people that understand, and it's so helpful to talk about it. And like Kathy said, it helped her and her husband get through the process. And just know there's lots of help and support, and we'll gladly usher you through all of this. And do connect with Kim, but talk to little Muggsy, because she will help find a little, you know, not a replacement, but.
Another friend for me.
Another friend for you.
Yes.
And I totally support you rescuing an older model.
Oh, yes. I am an adult dog, absolutely, and a small dog, because I'm older, and
sure.
I'm 70. I'm in good health, but I want I want to be able to pick up the dog and manage the dog easily. I used to have big dogs. But now that I'm older, it's easier having a small dog.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Well, and if you need our help, you call anytime. And I will be delighted to speak to you on or off the air. And I want you to go ahead and have a good cry with Muggsy and talk to her about all of this.
Yes.
But then I want you to move through that, and I want the two of you to love each other's socks off.
Right.
And have the most blissful time together for as long as you have, okay?
Right.
You focus on the good. Yes.
I'll mention this to you, what I'm doing, and I would like to know something else to do. I've been taking tranquilizers every day. Clonazepam, because by the afternoon it gets really hard.
Oh.
I hate to take tranquilizers. Do you know anything that people have taken for anxiety that is not addictive?
Bach flower, flower essences are very good. Rescue remedy is good for acute situations, but there are remedies that a flower essence that would be really good to help you. And I'm thinking it might be good for you to connect with a Bach flower person. Now, PCCs, Puget Sound Consumer Co-ops,
yes,
little stores, they carry the Bach flowers and a lot of flower essences, and that they might be able to be helpful to you. I know there is a wonderful flower essence practitioner. Her name is Vicki Meir. And I think it's demir.com. But her flower essences, and she creates wonderful essences, and
uh-huh,
she could make some essences up for you, both you and Muggsy.
Okay.
That would be really helpful. And I don't have her contact information off the top of my head, but I could put you in touch with her. Do you have my office phone number, Dee?
I don't, but I would love to have.
Okay. It's 360.
Okay.
217.
Yes.
7258.
Okay.
And Vicki, I can give you Vicki's contact information.
Okay.
So wonderful. You call my office number. It's actually my home office.
Okay.
Leave me a message, and I'll call you back.
Yes.
And with her contact information, because, well, let's get you some essences to help you feel better. But see, I think instead of saying, I hate to cry in front of Muggsy.
Right.
See, I think what you're doing, you're feeling this stuff, but when it comes up, you're stuffing it back down.
You're right.
So see, it's going to still, by you get towards the end of the day, it's coming up again, building up. So instead of doing that, sit down and let it out.
Exactly.
Okay. And if you need to write about it and cry, then rip it up and burn it.
Yes.
But sit down, let it out instead of keeping stuffing it down. And then let's get you support with flower essences. Also, the other thing I'm getting, can you continue to listen to the show?
Oh, I'm going to listen to the whole show.
Okay. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Jude and Paul Ponton, who are the harmonics people, and do the sound healing. And I just got a big flash, and you're in Seattle. Their office is just in the Greenwood area.
Oh, my goodness.
And, oh, my gosh, Jude is one of the most phenomenal sound healers I've ever met. I go in once a month and have a session in her big gong room.
Yeah.
She puts you on the tip. She does acutonics. She does Tibetan bowls and didgeridoos and these big gongs. And she'll move that grief right out of you. She can program a crystal for you to have.
Yeah.
I'm getting the flower essence. I'm getting a big surge of energy. My body feels just fabulous now. But I think we need to hook you up with Jude. And let's get some harmonics going and let her, knock all that stuff out of you and help you stay in balance with this.
Yes, because the better I feel now and less anxiety, the more fun I'm going to have with Muggsy.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we will be talking to Jude and Paul. I'll ask her, they're probably listening to the show now, but help me remember Kathy and Audrey and Mike. Let's remember to ask Jude specifically about Dee and this grieving situation and all of that. And so we'll talk about you, Dee, and then I want you to call Jude and go in for a session with her, because I guarantee you she's going to help you with this. And
I'm
she can also also help with Muggsy's passing and all that kind of stuff. She's part of my really gifted healing team.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is Dr. Nels, too, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. He can do a physical session on you and Muggsy. So we can talk about that as well. But you call me, and I will give you, I'm going to give you Vicky's contact. I'll give you Dr. Nell's contact.
Okay.
And Jude. There's just a ton of help. So let's get all this out of you so that you and Muggsy can really enjoy however, whatever much time you have left together. Okay?
You know, you are wonderful. I listened to you years ago. I just turned on the radio this morning, and there you were.
Well, you see, ask and ye shall receive, my friend.
Absolutely. And I know that you've helped a lot of people this morning besides me to get through this. And I'm going to call you to get the number of Nels, and then I'm going to listen to the rest of the show. And
We'll get you hooked up with Jude. We'll get you hooked up with Dr. Nels and with Vicky. And you just know that we're here for you and I'm here for you. And with Kim as well. And the biggest problem people have is stuffing it down and not being willing to feel it. Feel it, let it out, and then let's celebrate the life you have left together, okay?
Oh, that is so good. You've given me hope.
All right. God bless you, my friend, and I will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, and I'll listen to the radio. Thank you so much. God bless.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got to take care of advertisers and sponsors again. I'm so glad she called. And you know, this is one of those times of year where emotions can pile up. In springtime, something about the equinox, the Easter stuff, all that sort of thing. And it's really important to process it responsibly so that you can get back to the love and the joy. And that's why we're here. So everybody think good thoughts for Dee and Muggsy. And listen, pay attention for our advertisers and sponsors. Without them, there's no us. So stay tuned, and we will continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
You've been hearing about canine caviar for some time now. This is the dog food that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5. Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. You've been hearing that there is a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption. Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. It's time to try it. Ask for canine caviar at independent pet retailers or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 800-392-7898.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, and you can also find Canine Caviar there. Phone them at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703.
303. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
You're invited to four wonderful fundraisers for animals at Northwest Cellars in Kirkland in April. Admission for all is $10 in advance and $15 at the door. And all events are from 1 to 4 p.m. 100% of all admission fees are donated to the participating charities, and 40% of the sale of private label wines is also donated. On Saturday, April 6th, come to Northwest Cellars for a fun afternoon. We'll be raising money for the Community Cat Coalition. Sunday, April 7th is a fun and fabulous wine tasting benefit for the Seattle Humane Society at Northwest Cellars. Then plan on the Posh Pooch Party to benefit Old Dog Haven on April 20th. Old Dog Haven provides loving homes for over 3,000 homeless dogs, 8 years and older. On April 21st, join Northwest Cellars for an afternoon benefiting Meow, Cat Rescue's Public Spay Neuter Fund. For more information and details on each of these fundraising events, go to northwestcellars.com and click on events. With four charities to choose from, join with Northwest Cellars to help animals in our community.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I'm sorry to say we're winding down the first hour of our first spring edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I just want to add to that, to the last ad that you heard, Northwest Cellars Winery and all these great animal benefits they're doing. That I just talked to Bob yesterday from Northwest Cellars, and just to clarify, they're in Kirkland. And they're real dog friendly. Did you know that all four of these animal organization benefits you can bring your dog friend to? And Bob says he extends an invitation to any of you. You can bring your dog to Northwest Cellars to the winery anytime. That's, you know, they are, he just does a wonderful, wonderful job. So you can actually, this is an excuse to support one of these great animal organizations, taste a little wine, but you can make it a date with your dog. You know, for heaven's sakes, maybe Dee wants to take Muggsy for a wine tasting. You know, that could be something fun. So anyway, you can take your dogs. All right, we're going to end up this hour here quickly with our latest recalls and alerts. Oh. I don't know. Does that make you chuckle? What is this, Chopin's Funeral March, Mike? Is that where...
You are correct.
Chopin, yeah.
It's a passage. And it's a technical term, created a little loop. So it sort of sets the tone. What are we going to talk about?
Oh, okay. Diamond Pet Foods voluntarily recalling premium edge finicky cat adult formula dry food. And their hairball management formula as well. And this recall involves three different products, the Premium Edge products, Diamond Kitten Food, and 4Health dry food for cats. So if you feed any of those brands, you need to be online to check out if you have the right batches that need to be turned in. And I believe that's probably, was that a salmonella? Recall. Oh, no, this is because of a thiamine deficiency. So this is a little more unusual. It's a thiamine deficiency in those foods. Now, consumer warning from Minnesota Department of Agriculture regarding Bravo pet food. And this is a raw food diet, 2-pound chicken blend for dogs and cats manufactured by Bravo. And... Turducken cat diet, 8-ounce patties by Steve's Real Food. And these are both salmonella. That kind of seems to be the theme of the day. So Bravo and Steve's Real Food, raw food diets. All right, here's another one. Nate, and this, I don't know. I'm getting kind of shocked by these because these are supposed to be the really quality, some of these really quality foods. This is a Natura pet food recall, and this is also because of salmonella. And listen to the brands that are manufactured by Natura. There's a whole bunch of Evos on here. Ferret food, cat and kitten, dog, 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 cat, Evo, dog, cat, cat, cat. So lots of Evo products. Innova products. Innova, let's see, cat, 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 puppy, dog, 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 and puppy. So cat and dog varieties of Innova, Healthwise dog, chicken, and oatmeal, dog, lamb, and oatmeal, puppy, chicken, meal, and brown rice. And the latest recall, Iams Shakables turkey and lamb dog treats. And this is because of their potential to grow mold. Oh, yuck. So let's throw some more preservatives in that. Oh, jeez. Now, look, if you are feeding these products, bring any remaining Iams Shakables turkey and lamb dog treats affected to your closest PetSmart store. And it seems to be unsure in this press release if PetSmart's the only place that sells these things, but at least they're doing a good job of stepping up and taking care of the problem. So there are all the recalls for this week. And unfortunate to say, but we'll probably be checking in with Chopin most every week. Let's hope not, huh? But great job in picking the music, Mike. All right, let's close out our first hour of spring edition of Animal World. We will turn this right around, come back, and I'll update you on contact information. And then we will be talking acutonics for dogs and cats with Jude and Paul Ponton. So stay with us. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.